Next item is subdivision 2004-22, Terrence Babby revised plan.
Now, Mr. Chairman, this is a revised record plan for a 49-lot single-family cluster subdivision. The previously approved and recorded plan is also for 49 lots. This revised plan eliminates a stormwater management pond and a pump station that was required for the stormwater management purposes. The owner has obtained an easement for the outfall on an adjoining parcel, and this plan also has relocated the community center to a more centrally located area, and he's also provided walking trails in the project. Same number of lots, just that they lost one stormwater management pond and a pump station is not required now.
But it was recorded as a cluster?
Yes.
As a cluster?
Yes.
Okay.
Half acre lot option.
Mr. Abbott, where was the stormwater management pond before? Or did they reconfigure the lots based on that?
If you look to your right between, there was a pond between lots 22 and 23. Right above the stub street to the adjoining parcel?
Yes.
There was a pond there, and then were lots 27 through 29. There was a stormwater pond with the pump station. Those two ponds have been deleted.
Were the other ponds made larger?
Appears that it's the same size, Lawrence.
Pretty good sized pond, anyway.
Yeah, they look rather large, and getting rid of a couple and getting rid of a pump station, you're getting rid of a lot of headaches for them.
That one pond must be a 3-acre
number of lots.
Yeah, the homeowners association to take care of, so if they can do it all with gravity, it'd be a much better deal for everybody.
And on the previously approved plan that's recorded, there was a recreation area at the cul-de-sac on the east side at the top of the page, and that's been relocated over to the center of the site.
Well, that's good planning.
Is that the same area as the conservation easement on up in the corner?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm sure if Mr. Burton was here, he'd be asking where the school bus stop is.
Required to have a bus stop.
Yeah, this one, that's been a more recent, it's evolved with over time from requiring it to talking to the local school district transportation manager, so that may not have been required at the time. It was originally given preliminary approval.
It was not a requirement.
Since they're revising their plan, can we revise it more?
No.
I didn't know if it's like a constitutional amendment. You enter a constitutional amendment, it opens up the whole constitution.
I don't think at this point we can require it. We could suggest it. And then there is someone here represented that with an interest in this application. If you would like to make that request of them, we'll ask them to come forward. Yes, sir.
Since this is a recorded plat, would this be approved, if it's approved, as a preliminary or as a final?
At this point, if it's a recorded plat, it's a revised, recorded, final plat, if it's approved.
Do we need assurance? I assume none of the lots have been sold and we don't have to worry about that issue?
It's not under construction yet.
Okay.
Anyway, we would need revised plan approval from the conservation district for one.
Well, you would need whatever approvals would be required because it's a new plan. So even though we're approving it as a final, that needs to be subject to receipt of,
right, of all agency
of all agency approvals.
Yeah. So this one hasn't received SCD's approval, et cetera, then for the revisions or?
Revised preliminary, actually.
Actually, that would be what it would be considered.
Yeah, subject to the receipt of all agency approvals.
That's
I see what you're getting.
Procedurally, I think that's probably the better way to.
I was thinking that they already had that on this revised plan.
That would be fine. It's on the agenda as a revised plan, so
it doesn't say final,
it doesn't say preliminary, so we can certainly approve it under any circumstance we want. And I think you're right; it probably needs to go as a preliminary.
Right. All the agency approvals had been on the previous plan, not on this one.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, but there's no reason why the staff couldn't handle that. I mean, in my mind, there's no reason why the staff couldn't handle it from there. They don't need to come back here.
Yeah, it does.
That's right. It does. I'm sorry.
We're just required with the final contract.
Right. It does. Excuse me.
And being that the applicant is present, if you want to ask me a question about school bus shelter, you can.
I made that offer to Mr. Johnson, and I'm waiting for an answer.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were waiting for him to come on down.
I was waiting for you to tell me you wanted him to come on down.
Sure. Come on down.
Okay. We need your name and your place of residence, please.
Good afternoon. My name is Terrence Bavy, and it's 30303 South Mill Run, Milton, Delaware. In reference to the school bus stop, we're planning on putting one in. We've contacted the Milford District and got the dimensions and such from them. Although it's not required, I think it's going to fit well with the community. The ponds that Shane had mentioned that we removed were infiltration ponds, so they weren't wet. They were dry holes. The pond that we now have is another wet pond, and both will have fountains in them. And in lieu of the recreation area, we actually added a clubhouse with a swimming pool, and also, you'll note, a garden park that we have there with a pavilion, a gazebo, and a tot lot, which is, I think, superior to what it was.
I know you have to pump for your sprinklers and everything and your fountains, but are you actually pumping storm water from one to the other, or is it all gravity?
No, and the storm water prior, and the engineers here that revamped this, what was very marginal when we ran the numbers the second time around, found that the water was actually could theoretically back up into the swales.
Yeah.
Where this, we only had a minimal amount of freeboard in that stormwater pond with the stormwater with the pump station. By removing that, granting there's an easement next door to a gravity feed, we've allowed a lot more freeboard. We don't have any water in our swales, and we have a lot more freeboard in the stormwater.
Okay. Pond. Good.
I'm fine. Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning subdivision number 2004-22, application by Terrence Babby for revised plan, my motion is for approval as a preliminary.
A revised preliminary plan.
Thank you.
With final approval
subject to the agency receiving all, the staff receiving all approvals.
Well, no, that's right. I'm sorry. I messed you up. It's got to come back here.
All right. Subject to final approval by the planning and zoning commission.
And I forgot to turn my phone off.
But I didn't make the.
He's safe.
It's, yeah. So what do we do? We said, do we have a motion and a second to approve subdivision 2004-22 as a revised preliminary? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.